On Saturday, December 8th, from 10 a.m. until noon, the Central Minnesota Regional Sustainable Development Partnership, the Sustainable Farming Association of Minnesota, and Grandpa G's Farm in Pillager are hosting a public open house for a new deep winter greenhouse. I talked to Greg Swazer about it, and Greg is Director of Sustainable Agriculture and Food Systems for University of Minnesota Extension Regional Sustainable Development Partnerships. I asked Greg, what is a deep winter greenhouse?
Well, a deep winter greenhouse is a type of greenhouse, a particular type of greenhouse that we at the University of Minnesota have been experimenting with over the past couple of years now. It's a type of greenhouse that some farmers in throughout Minnesota have been also experimenting with, and then they've been working with us to try to figure out how to make these things work a little bit better. But to get down to it, it's a greenhouse that uses the sun's heat, primarily the sun's heat, stored in an underground rock bed, which acts as a heat battery to keep crops warm throughout the winter. And this type of greenhouse we're looking at lets farmers grow low light and cold, hardy crops all winter with minimal use of external heats like propane, although that backup heat is required, and with minimal external lights. So people are able to grow things like Asian greens, lettuces, brassicas, things in the brassica family like kale, chard, arugula, all sorts of things like that with very minimal external inputs.
Why were they developed?
The farmers were experimenting with these deep winter greenhouses about 5 or 10 years ago throughout Minnesota, a few pioneering farmers. They were looking to find ways that they could grow crops all winter long to provide themselves and their customers with product in particular areas of the state where sometimes fresh produce is harder to come by, like in our real rural areas in southwestern or central northwestern Minnesota. That was the driving force of this technology, and what the regional sustainable development partnerships do is we work with farmers. They come to us with these ideas, these great innovative ideas, and they come to us to help get the University of Minnesota involved. And so we've worked with Carol Ford in the Southwest region. She came to the university to help us help her. And so we've done that. We've connected with the university's Center for Sustainable Building Research and with horticultural faculty and with students. And we've done a number of little projects on the deep winter greenhouse, and it's kind of gone from there.
So this is a prototype, and I saw in your materials that it is a prototype 2.0. What does that mean, and what are you testing and learning from these greenhouses?
Well, the 2.0 refers to the fact that this is sort of an improved model. I don't know if that's exactly the right word, but the greenhouses that the farmers were initially experimenting with, we kind of consider as 1.0. What we did is we went and visited a number of these winter greenhouses and did some infrared scanning. We did some energy audits and tried to figure out all the different places that we could tweak it and make it function and operate a little more efficiently. And from those interactions, we've created the blueprints and the prototype of this 2.0 prototype. So one of the main notable differences is that this is a standalone greenhouse, where a lot of the other ones are greenhouses that people have affixed to the south edge of a garage or a barn or something like that. And ours is a standalone greenhouse, so it's suitable for anyone who has southern south access to the sun, whether or not they have a existing building they can attach it to. Also, our greenhouse, it has some of the functionality inside of it. It varies a little bit. It works a little bit differently from some of the older ones, namely that we're collecting hot air from the peak of the greenhouse and sucking it into a rock bed with fans, where it's distributed into a rock bed evenly through a manifold system on the north side of the greenhouse, which the air is sucked through the rock bed through a different manifold on the south side where the fan is located. Anyway, that's a lot of the technical mumbo-jumbo of it, but it's a little bit more efficient than the older greenhouses that some of the farmers were using, where they were trying to push that hot air down into a ground, and then having it dissipate through a soil floor. So one of the things we've done is we've sealed that soil floor and with hardpan or concrete which enables the rock bed to fill up more efficiently and more completely.
It sounds like it's kind of a heat sink, and you just are pumping that hot air into it during the day and allowing it to come out at night. Is that basically what it is?
Yep, that's pretty much it.
And then are the plants planted in soil, or are they on racks? How does that work?
Well, so the prototypes we have, we're working with five farmer partners throughout Minnesota, one in each of our regions, and they are working with us and doing some research projects with our faculty at the horticulture department, and we're all looking at soil-based production systems for that research. The majority of the people I know who are operating a greenhouse like this use soil-based production methods, but there are a few out there who are doing hydroponics, and even a couple who are experimenting with aquaponics, where they bring fish in to create a closed-loop system. But I think for the most part, people are doing soil, but it's not the only way to do it. There are many ways to grow in a greenhouse as there are. Yeah, I don't know, but definitely hydroponics are possible inside. I've seen it happen.
What are the folks at Grandpa G's farm planning to grow in their deep winter greenhouse?
Well, right now, as part of the research projects, we are focusing at the moment on low-light, low-heat crops, so those brassicas and salad green mixes. And we're doing that just because that's kind of what a lot of producers are already interested in doing. I think that there are some, I don't know about Grandpa G's, they haven't started producing yet because this will be their first winter, so they're just getting started. But others, in addition to the research with the university, are experimenting with things like ginger and turmeric and some fruiting crops like tomatoes and green beans and things, I think, in certain areas of the state. Although that's certainly possible. If you add extra heat and extra light into this system, it can function like any greenhouse. You could grow anything, but for right now, one of the things we're focusing on is trying to figure out what can be produced with minimal inputs. Although in the future, we might change course and look at just, you know, whatever other people are interested in having us look at. So
yeah, we are talking to Greg Swazer from University of Minnesota Extension's Regional Sustainable Development Partnerships. Greg, it sounds like these greenhouses have a lot of potential. What do you think the impact of these might be for Minnesota farmers and market gardeners?
That's a great question. I like to think of it as hopefully we'll have the same sort of impact that high tunnels have had or hoop houses. If you go through rural Minnesota, it's hard to see a small vegetable operation without a hoop house or a high tunnel. To me, that's what made local foods, a local food system and a local food movement possible, because that's what enabled farmers north of a certain area to grow things like peppers and tomatoes in the first place. And that really extended the season, the summer season, the production season, by a couple of months on either end of the summer, and really helped farmers be able to grow a larger number of crops, a larger number of products for a longer amount of time. That's really been a game changer. And I like to think of this system is the way to, it's the way to tie those ends of the production system together. So after your high tunnel season ends in, say, September, October, November, depending on where you are, then you can move into the deep winter greenhouse and start growing things from November, December, January, February, March, back into the other side of that high tunnel season. So what this will enable farmers to do is really create a year-round production system. So if that takes off and it works, I think it could have a great impact. It can really help farmers really think of the entire season as a way to as a production season. You know, not just summer in the spring, but really help people think about how they can grow all year round and help them figure out how to best create a small farm system. Maybe people aren't going to grow in the summer anymore when everyone else is doing it, and there's so much more competition. This helps farmers really look at their business in a holistic year-round fashion.
So there's a lot of potential if they're adopted widely by a lot of farmers in our north area. You know, it seems like one of the things that a person could do if they're interested would be to go to the open house on December 8th. What's going to happen there?
So on December 8th, There'll be an open house. Grandpa G's farm is just finishing up building their prototype. We'll have a ribbon cutting. We'll talk about the partnership with Grandpa G's and the University of Minnesota and the whole project. We'll explain the whole Deep Winter Greenhouse initiative that we've been working on. And then it'll be just sort of a party. People can come in and look at the greenhouse, take a peek, ask questions, talk to the designer of the building, talk to me, talk to the farmers. It's just going to be kind of a fun little event.
Thanks for talking with us.
Hey, thank you.
That is Greg Swazer, and the open house at Grandpa G's Farm on Highway 210 in Pillager is Saturday, December 8th from 10 a.m. until noon. You can RSVP with the Sustainable Farming Association or contact us for more information at 800-662-5799. You're listening to the Wednesday Morning Show on Northern Community Radio, connecting you to new ideas for growing local food.